The annual Philadelphia Flower Show opened over the weekend with an international competition of flower arranging. For the first time in more than 30 years, the FTD World Cup competition has been held in the United States. WHYY's Peter Crimmins was there.
The 23 competitors from Europe, Asia, Russia, America faced off in six rounds. Three of those rounds involved surprise packages. That's when the competitors receive a box of stuff and they must improvise something on the fly.
You never quite know what you're going to get.
That's Bart Hassam. He's a competitive flower arranger from Brisbane, Australia.
It's like, I don't know, MasterChef or one of those cooking shows where it's just a mixture of things and they throw it at you and they say, 45 minutes, go.
Unlike the chaos and drama of your favorite food competition show, the flower arrangers worked silently on the expo floor of the Pennsylvania Convention Center as hundreds of people gathered around to watch. Alexis Lounsbury did not know this would be happening on the day she came from New York to visit the flower show. She had never before heard of Premish Hytek, a flower arranger from the Czech Republic, but nevertheless, she was riveted.
We've been here for an hour. We've been watching this one for about an hour.
That's a long time to watch someone arrange flowers, an hour.
Yes, the time that he's taking, the focus into every little detail and the movement of the piece and the aesthetics and the dimension. It's all very fascinating to watch.
All the competitors were given the same American-grown ingredients, things like calla lilies, roses, carnations, hyacinths, and one of the most American of all plants, cotton. Dry brown branches with popped cotton puffs. Stefan Triebe of Germany made cotton the focal point of his arrangement.
I want to describe the way of my life because I think there is something dry and something's not so shiny and not so brilliant. And I think I'm not a person who is so shiny, and it's my character.
Although Tribe may be a shrinking violet, that didn't prevent him from advancing to the final round. The finale of the FTD World Cup took place in the formal ballroom of the convention center. The original 23 were whittled down to just five competitors, each of whom were given a round wreath structure made of interlocking triangles and asked to make something out of gold wire, glass tubes, wisteria, roses, tulips, curly willow, and other materials, and they had 45 minutes to do it. In the end, the winner was Bart Hassam, that florist from Australia. In his acceptance speech, he thanked his fellow competitors.
They have had the exact experience that I've had the last year, where all you think about is this, and all you talk to your friends about is this, all you spend your money on, so I think we should all be very grateful because this opportunity doesn't happen to many people.
Hassam will take home a $17,000 championship purse. All of the arrangements made by all of the competitors over the three-day World Cup will be on display at the Flower Show for the rest of the week. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.